Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had, I will give credit to Keith in this instance of... Earlier in the show, we got into a conversation about whether or not the Browns wide receiver room is, whether we're talking ourselves into the Browns wide receiver room being good or not. And you think we are. Yeah, I'm not misappropriating what you said. It's the word of the day.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we are. Now, could it become an issue if one of your top two receivers get hurt? Yes, because everybody slides up the depth chart. That is how most wide receiver rooms work in the NFL. Most teams don't have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Most teams don't have a Ja'Marr Chase, let alone Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. So, like, I think based on the premise, you've got a guy that can function as your leading target receiver, which is Amari. You've got a guy that can be a big play threat deep down the field, which is what you significantly need to have a good offense in the NFL, in Jerry Jeudy. He also happens to be a pretty good route runner, by the way. And you've got a guy in Elijah Moore that is kind of just a
guy right now.
Well,
he's talented.
You know, it's funny, man. I don't agree with that. Like, I think if you look at the overall season last year, I totally understand saying Elijah was a disappointment last year compared to our expectations, where I think a lot of people expected him to become the number one, which I don't think was a fair expectation. I'm not saying you said that, but I'm saying, like, I think people expected he was going to be the salvation. But the guy had a career high in yardage. He did in those last, like, five or six games with Joe Flacco. That's where a bulk of his yardage came from. So once they started using him properly, I think Elijah really teased you with some potential. So if you're going to put that guy and you're now all of a sudden that guy who, again, inconsistent, sure, but has top-end speed and kind of playmaking speed, you got two of those guys in your top three. That's before we get to Cedric Tillman. That's before we get, who was a third-round pick last year. That's before we get to David Bell, who was a third-round pick 2 years ago. That's before we get to if you take a guy with a top 100 pick this year. So I'm pretty confident that, like anything in the NFL, if you stay healthy – and Deshaun can just stay healthy, I think this could be your best wide receiver room. And that led to us putting up the Twitter poll, what's the better wide receiver room, OBJ, Landry, Higgins, and DPJ versus Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, and Cedric Tillman. And we've got 1,100 votes in right now. With 19 hours to go, by the way, that's impressive. 81.7% of people saying it's this wide receiver room. And to Keith's point, Keith has made the point about, well, that's not how we felt going into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, listen, I'll be honest with you. I think that's the year we were dead wrong about that wide receiver room. Because both OBJ and Jarvis were coming off 1,000-yard seasons, and they were, like, Jarvis was really good in 2020 that next year. OBJ was not consistently a down-the-field threat.
No, he was very average.
And everybody keeps going, oh, well, that was on Baker. Guys, he's not been consistently good. Outside of the four games in the playoffs with L.A., the year you cut him where they won the Super Bowl, he's not been consistently good. He's shown flashes. Congrats. That's literally every player in the NFL. So I think we went into that season thinking we have upper echelon weapons and the quarterback to unlock it. And I think we were wrong. Because I think we were basing it off of what they did in 2019. And I think we were basing it off of who Odell had been in New York. He never ended up being that in Cleveland. And in fairness, he hasn't been that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Jarvis was good, but I don't think Jarvis was ever a true number one wide receiver. He was nothing more than a really good number two slot receiver.
It's kind of always been that way. Even when he was in Miami, I mean, the guy caught a zillion balls, but most of those passes were, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards down the field.
Yeah, and I think, and listen, this is I don't want to step in it because I think Jarvis was a huge part of turning this thing around. And I think Jarvis, to some degree, made the wrong decision going with the wrong quarterback in New Orleans and got hurt. And I think Jarvis should still be getting opportunities to go to camp with teams. I think it's pretty ridiculous. He's older now. I think he's like 34 now.
Yeah, he's pretty much about to be done.
But, like, I think it was pretty ridiculous that was it 2022 was his last season. By the way, I'm wrong. He's 31. He'll be 32.
He feels 34, doesn't he?
He felt 34 and when he was 24, because he was a grown-ass man. But I think the Browns have the makings of a very special wide receiver room because I think everybody fits a need. Everybody fits something. Cedric's a bigger receiver. Amari, pure route runner. Judy and Elijah Moore, they're both deep speed guys. And I think what's interesting is, I think the assumption is, now that Jerry Jeudy signed his contract extension, I think the assumption, Dustin, is that if you don't lock up Amari before the season, that Amari's going to go out there and have an Amari season, Elijah's going to be kind of who he was last year, and then going into next year, you bring back Amari. I think if the Browns were honest, if you don't get an extension done with Amari before the season, I think if you let it play out, Elijah taking a step forward and Jerry being who he was in Denver, I think you probably re-sign Elijah next year before you re-sign Amari. And again, that's if both guys are going effectively on one-year deals. Because with Amari, and this, I'm not saying that's what I want. What I'm saying is the Browns have shown a great indulgence. They've really indulged themselves when signing guys to that next contract. Mm-hmm. They did it with Njoku. They clearly just did it with Jerry Jeudy. They understand the value of getting ascending players and keeping ascending players. If Amari has an Amari season, he'll be 30 next year going into free agency. Elijah will still be, and I just X'd out of this, of course, Elijah's still going to be really young, and he'll be 25. Or sorry, he'll be 25 in... Oh, he just turned... he's 24 today. Happy birthday, Elijah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So it'll be 25.
Today's his birthday?
It is, oh, yeah. But he'll, if he takes a step forward, so I'm saying 800 yards. 800 yards and six touchdowns. The Browns' history is they're going to pay the ascending player the second contract instead of playing the guy who's been here. Like, again, they moved on Jarvis conceivably a year earlier. I think that's the situation Amari's in. That's not what I want to happen. It's what I think happens if this season plays out the way it could.
Well, I hope it plays out differently because I want to see Amari back.
I'd like to, but I think it stands to reason that how the Browns operate, they would see more value in Elijah coming off a 800-yard season with Jerry Jeudy having a 1,000-yard season, like those two guys together, their skill set with Deshaun, than a soon-to-be 30-year-old route-running guy. Because here's the thing. I think Amari is going to want to get paid. I don't think Amari's
And he will get paid.
I don't think Amari's going to take a team-friendly discount. So if it happens for the Browns before the regular season begins, I think it's going to be because Amari did take a little less. I kind of think from Amari's standpoint, why not have one more prove-it year? I mean, you proved it the last 2 years. Why not go out, get another 1,200-yard season, and see if you can get 50 or $60 million guaranteed for that third contract?
He can do that.
I don't know if that's in the best interest of the Browns. And again, none of this is definitive. It's just I don't know. I like Amari, but in the NFL, the greatest sin you can have is pay for past performance. So if both guys go into – you've already paid Jerry. That one's done. Now it becomes can he live up to the contract, whether it's year one or whether it's like – what is it, year three, like with Njoku. But now it becomes if you're trying to – you know, how do we solidify the wide receiver room going forward? If both guys go into this, I think this is the risk for Amari. You might play really, really well. You also might end up in a situation where you play well enough, but Elijah plays better than expected, and all of a sudden he's the guy getting money.
But you know they want to get something out of Elijah. They want to be proven right. Mm-hmm. By trading for this guy, you know, who was a pretty high pick, who didn't do much in New York.
Yeah.
The Browns are always wanting to try and find the diamonds in the rough. You know, and that's what they're doing with Jeudy, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even think it's just about that. I think it's immense value. If you get two explosive receivers on long-term deals, and they're 26 and 25 next year. Oh, by the way, Cedric Tillman was really drafted to be the guy that replaces Amari in the first place. And maybe you bring up another young kid. Like, there's only you're not gonna re-sign everyone. So at some point, again, this is predicated on Elijah balling out this year. I don't know that that's a certainty. But I think that becomes a really interesting situation to watch this year. 216-474-0092. So you guys can still vote on our poll. You can take it at afternoon 923-FAN. Which receiver room is the better room, the 2020 Cleveland Browns or the 2024 Cleveland Browns? 82% saying these Cleveland Browns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.